Hello everyone, welcome to Bulbacast 11. I am TSS Killer, and along with me I have Archaic, Bulbagarden Webmaster.
Us!
Pi, a friendly neighborhood BMG mod.
Hello everybody!
And PPNC from Pokemon Palace Network.
Hey everyone, how's it going?
Charizard is among us. Tonight, we have AG-172 discussion, and we have a couple of call-ins for you, and some speculation coming up later, but first, let's get to our first call-in, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get this thing started. Our first call on tonight, Bulbacast 11, is Pokemon Trainer Lisa. Let's welcome her. Pokemon Trainer Lisa, welcome to Bulbacast 11.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, hi everyone.
Now, what might your question be this week, Pokemon Trainer Lisa?
Let's see. This might have already been asked, but I'm kind of behind on the Bulbacast, so I don't know if it's already been asked or not, but what ideas for Pokemon on the Revolution would you like to for them to incorporate in the game? Like
Pokemon Snap! I want to see Pokemon Snap for the Revolution. That would make the next 5 years of my life much better.
Actually, no.
Why not? That would be a fun game. I agree.
The original Snap was awesome, and it seems like the Revolution was made to play Snap because of the way that the mouse,
it's
the,
best person,
the controller
yeah.
works. Yeah. It would be so
That's
great.
That's a waste of the technology, though.
It is not. Snap was such a great game. My sister, who is...
We want innovation.
What?
Not same old, same old.
My sister, who is ashamed of me for being such a Pokemon fanatic, she avoids the games, she makes fun of the anime, she's definitely against Pokemon, and even she admitted to loving Pokemon Snap. That's how great a game Pokemon Snap was.
That's awesome.
Now, my expectations of a Revolution game has to be Ranger, because since the controller is going to be mouse-like, I imagine that there is a way that you could have the DS-type movements in the capture mode.
Oh, come on. Who hasn't thought of the DS controller as the capture wand?
I haven't, because I haven't.
You will be spinning
it.
That thing in the air.
I haven't really played
it. Or play it in a plastic bag like Winter does.
Anyway.
So yeah, that's my expectations of it. I imagine that they are going to have Pokemon Ranger in there.
I would hope they would go with a deeper RPG.
Yeah.
More along, at least the Game Boy game.
Well, the graphics will be definitely be improved, no doubt about that.
It's
the Revolution. Yeah. It's the Revolution. They have to improve.
And most likely,
honestly,
it'll be online as well.
Better be.
I hope so. It's not going to sell well if it's not.
I'd be very surprised if it wasn't. At the very least, battling online.
Yeah, friend battle.
So, anything else you'd like to talk about?
Let's see.
You're our first caller this week, so everything's open.
Even that you're the man now dog thing. But anyway.
When Battle Frontier ends, what do you guys think will happen with the anime? Do you think they'll have like a... another filler season, kind of like they did with Orange Islands, or how do you think they'll spend the time until Pearl and Diamond comes out and they go into that region?
Hopefully.
Okay, I've got one thing here. I think right after Battle Frontier, we will have, in Japan at least, the American Master of Mirage Pokemon special. That is where it will fit into the continuity.
Mm. Misty will come back, May will go away, and then we'll move up to Diamond and Pearl region.
Takeshi may go as well, considering he doesn't seem to be in the special.
No!
Yeah, that's very possible, too, but starting off, leaving Kanta, I don't know, he'll be there, I don't know.
Well, yeah, he could always go and come back again.
Mm. Yeah, they could do that trip again, too.
We haven't heard he's in the special, but we haven't not heard he's not in the special either, have we?
Well, but it's
anyway.
Confirmed not to be, though.
What? He was?
Yeah, it's confirmed not to be, as far as I can recall.
Not to be in a main role. I think they kind of suggested that he, Haruka, and Masato might be in minor roles, but that might be, just say, the very beginning of the episode.
Who knows?
Well, maybe, or maybe it might be Kamo.
I don't think we've really heard much about their roles in the special, have we?
No.
Mm-mm. We've only heard that... All we've heard is that Misty and Professor Oak are in large roles, and besides that, the rest is just speculation, really. There's not much we can tell by the commercial except... I mean, not much we can tell about the special except what we see in the commercial, so... And
yeah, that's
summary,
true.
And the brief summary.
Yes, but how many... But my question to you is, how much of a special does the commercial really reveal?
None.
Not much.
So,
yeah, not much at all.
It's all up in the air right now, so...
I'm actually surprised that Japan is going to be airing it. Well, then
there's no confirmation on that yet.
There is no confirmation, however, though...
There is a lot of speculation. There's a lot of...
In Japan, there is speculation about this.
Thanks for clearing that up.
No, anything could happen, really.
Anyway, moving right along. Any more questions or comments? Pokemon Trainer Lisa?
That's pretty much it. Can't really think of anything else.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you guys, too, and I look forward to listening to Bobblecast 11 when it comes up.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. We'll have you again sometime. So, good luck. Good luck in school.
See you on the English.
Oh, thank you.
Version.
You're welcome.
Done it.
Okay,
bye goodbye. Everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Another great call.
Yes, indeed. The fun stuff. Okay. Okay. Let's get Hobbs in. All right. Let's see. Next call in for Bulbacast 11 will be Hobbs 2222. Let's get him on now. Well, Hobbs, welcome to Bulbacast 11.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you like doing a little episode discussion?
This
172,
week?
172, yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes, okay, first of all.
Well, it's okay, you'd be around for all the other discussion too, and that's the stuff you'll enjoy.
Yes.
AG-172. The Golden Suda Wudo.
Golden Legend, yes.
The Golden Suda Wudo of Justice.
Oh, yeah. Let's not get into that now, but in any case, first of all, the first thing to mention, obviously, is the new sequence at the end of Spurts. The opening, of course, is the Pokemon Ranger sequence that replaced Satoshi's Battle Pyramid pan shot over there, which is very interesting. I think it's only giving a clue that, you know, I think it's all for a promotion of Movie 9, if anything.
Definitely.
Yeah, they're working towards it. A lot of plugs for Ranger.
Yeah.
You know, the Ranger Special and now the opening. I bet next we'll hear background music that's Ranger related.
Hmm.
And so there's not much to say about that, I guess. Wasn't really an interesting new sequence.
Yeah.
One appears, then the other. Yay!
Yeah, kind of like the Battle Frontier thing when they replaced the Movie 8 Mew and Lucario with the Fushigino Dungeon.
Mm.
Not really any. You know,
it was
really
there.
Anything exciting? It's just there.
Not groundbreaking. Just, you know, free advertising.
And also, they also added sound effects to the opening. For example, the whole transition to the opening, and then all of a sudden you have the whole.
The whoosh was kind of
missed that.
The whoosh and the you have the other thing from the highlighting of the title, which made absolutely no sense.
Yeah, some sort of shing noise. But I don't know. I thought the lead up to the introduction was kind of tacky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's not really much to say about
now
it.
To what we really want to talk about.
Yes, the episode itself, Usagi and the Golden Legend. Now, it's very interesting how this Golden Usoki came to be. Apparently, it was by accident.
Oops.
And it wasn't actually gold. It was regular Usoki that happened to be in a machine, and it malfunctioned, turning it gold.
And a lot of gold diggers wanted it, evidently.
Mm-hmm. Could we call this perhaps an equivalent of the Delta Species Pokemon in the TCG, since it did apparently have amazing resistance to water while it was in that form?
Yeah, because it was hanging around a lake.
Mm. Yeah.
They're fighting it, even.
And another thing that was interesting was the simple fact that we had a little bit of the Megami god, goddess, or let it be, because you had that whole sequence of Musashi having the notion that if you place an Usoki in there, and it drowns and it dies, the heavenly god, Megami, would take the Usoki out of the water, and you had to flee to it, and then it would turn gold. I think that was kind of a stupid sequence, but hey, I can't exactly dictate what's going on in these characters' minds. Exactly.
It had to kill 3 minutes, didn't they?
It was probably the most interesting part of the episode, honestly. I mean, it wasn't a bad episode, but it wasn't a particularly interesting one.
Yeah.
Well, until it got to the end with the mecha and.
Yeah, the mecha that apparently looked like a bonsai tree potting plant.
Yeah, it was two pots stuck together, square one around one. That's pretty funny.
Could make a joke about Team Rocket and pot right now, but I think I'll avoid it.
Yes.
That's probably best.
Yes.
Exactly. And there's nothing really else. We have Kia, who of course owns the Usoki and owned the machine that turned him into gold. And then the Usoki ran off, and everybody wanted to get
reunited, happily ever after. Tears,
yeah,
hugs.
Well, it took
May finds out about her next contest.
You know, he had to stand up for his Pokemon.
A lot of
scared and all that. Yeah.
Does his poster just stuck there?
It seemed like a sort of place where contest coordinators would really go. A bar full of big, burly men who seem more interested in making money than anything else. Yeah, I'm betting half those guys were coordinators.
I foresee that being painted out
perhaps. Because I guess that was to attract trainers in there. Contest. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that's bad advertising. Why there?
Because probably there weren't any places to eat for miles. Because it is a ghost town.
There's no better place to do. But
no,
all right,
then
I guess
in the middle of his chase, he runs through a restaurant full of people, that's the same bar, huh?
That's the same bar.
It was. That's where the guys were like, oh my god, gold Tsutomoto. Need that. Yeah, need money. It. Get it.
Yep, all right, you're right. It was.
All right.
So yeah, there's nothing really much else to say. Now, of course, my section of the whole analysis, background music time. PSM and a couple of new music there. It sounds like a revamps of some Game Boy games, I imagine.
And there was one that was the ballad version of Battle Frontier that we've been looking forward to hearing, right?
Yes, and that was
at
the end of it.
That was very nice, that one.
Yes, it was.
I think that just gives us a motive to buy the CDs now. Because it's kind of a mellow tune. I mean, you have the lyrics, but it's not as, you know, intense as the original song was.
Yeah, they completely changed the mood by changing the music other than the lyrical part.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the Smile with Pianos and String Quartet.
Oh, yes. I love that.
I like
version.
That version.
And
I love it.
I think it's the same case.
Yeah, it's pretty much the exact same idea.
I think it'll work
with
this one.
Which is perfect for background music.
Now, I just hope that the song is longer. Because 3 minutes and 34 seconds isn't going to cut it. And we know that album is going to come out on June 18th or sometime in June. I know that.
I thought it was 13th. But
well, yeah, it's somewhere in the middle of June. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
So it's supposedly going to have 6 tracks. And this is not counting the album that's coming out in a few days. This is completely different album with Spurred and...
Need Pokemon information? Hey, there's only one place to get it. Pokemon Palace Network. PPN has game cheats, game information, episode information, movie information. Remember, don't get your daily dose of Pokemon anywhere else. That's PokemonPalace.net.
The next part of the thing we're going to talk about, of course, is Watashi Makenai Haruka Theme, which... many people, which many people criticize, but I will have to say that it's a decent song. I don't know. It's one of those songs that either you like it or you hate it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that situation, because for me, when I hear that song, it's not bad. I mean, they can do something better, but it isn't totally annoying. It's not like Lovely Boy or anything.
I gotta say, this is gonna surprise a lot of people, but I actually thought it was sort of catchy. One of the few good things about Haruka. I think the only things I could say that I actually like about Haruka are contest shipping and the music they give her. Because I also liked that image song that they had of her, Boken no Hajimari da, or whatever
Boken
it's called.
Boken no Hajimari da, which was on the Movie 6 album.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty catchy, although I thought the animation was pretty boring. It tried to be exciting, and it didn't really work. The part with the kind of strobe lighting things off to the side, that part was really just there. It seemed to me that they were going kind of bottom of the barrel, trying to spice it up, make it exciting.
Yeah, that animation just didn't, in my opinion,
they could have done much
exactly
better.
Exactly work.
They could have done much better for ending animation
because you know the animation is just generic, anyways.
Mm.
It looks thrown together, but the song itself, no. Had no flow.
It did have some sort of flow to it, because you have...
No,
the,
it didn't, though. It just didn't
it did.
Fit.
Yeah.
It's a very fast-paced song, but I...
And the performance of said lyrics did not fit with the music.
Trust me. It reminds me of a popular rock song. I mean, it has a rock feel to it. I mean,
definitely. It's probably one of the reasons
why
I liked it.
Yes,
no,
it does.
It does.
It does.
Doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Doesn't.
It does. how long are we going to go on like this? It does. I should know rock. That's rock.
That is indeed rock and roll. Not exactly the Blind Guardian or other music that people listen to, but it is rock in its own way. It's J-rock.
Not saying it's good J-rock, but...
it's decent J-rock. It's run-of-the-mill J-rock.
It could be the best written song in the world, but the performance seriously lacked.
No, I thought the performance was pretty good. I mean, maybe... although, I gotta admit, I might be biased because I am just so glad that Glory Day is gone.
You know, that could be, too. I'm okay with a new
I like this so much more than Glory Day. Glory Day, it was meh at best, and it really overstayed its welcome. I'm glad it's gone. And if it never comes back, I will be happy. Very happy.
It is going to come
back. It'll be back
next year.
No!
If it never comes back, it'll be too soon.
No, don't come back. Stay away for years.
It's going to go back and insert
level,
music.
On another level, why does May deserve her own ending theme?
Brock had his own ending theme. Meowth said multiple ending themes. Why not? Even Misty had his theme that she sung. I mean, I guess some people would argue that it was really her ending theme, but she had her own that she sung, and that kind of had a very Misty-ish theme to it with the whole water Lapras thing, you know?
It didn't get played as an ending.
Yes, it did.
Lapras
Ninote.
Yes, it did.
That's her singing. That's her singing.
I didn't recognize that.
Yeah, but it's not. I didn't either, but that's okay.
That is her singing. That is.
Yeah.
It might be her singing, but it's not her ending.
Yeah.
Well,
like
yeah.
It is her.
But it was still Misty-ish. It was Misty singing. It was all about water and Lapras.
That's not the same thing.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Well,
it's not. It wasn't
titled with Furka's name on it.
Well, still, but Meowth has had
the animation is her and her Pokemon. Which
Meowth has had multiple endings to him, just to himself. I mean, there was Meowth no Uta was the second ending, and then
a regular character from day one.
And Takeshi's has his own ending. Why not Haruka? I mean, I admit she gets. I criticize her the most for how much she gets. But I say that it's
a secondary character.
Well, yeah, but still.
When she spun off after Battle Frontier.
What'd you say?
I'd say she's not necessarily a secondary. She's a co-leading
Well,
character.
That's how they're playing.
No, she's not.
Like
she's a second fiddle. But I still think that she definitely earned her own ending. I mean, just because Meowth has had multiple endings, Takeshi's had his own ending. Why not let May have her own ending?
Well,
especially since I don't think this is going to be around for a while, because don't they usually always have a special ending in the summer?
In my opinion, this is going to last 13 episodes. That's it. Because it's only this is going
to
be filled.
Yeah, it's not going to last very long. So why not?
Well,
it's not a bad ending.
Song.
It's definitely a change from Glory Day. And
yeah,
I think that...
It is, but they could have done a better song.
But it's still better than Glory Day. And it's still not bad.
But it's not better. It's just different than Glory Day.
No, I like it.
I don't.
Well, I'm sorry.
You
won't have to put up with it for long. Because I really doubt that this is going to last through the summer.
Stage on for them. Stage off for me. I skip it every time I play an episode. I just
okay,
I
do that.
I did.
The thing is though, is that this is a very tolerable ending for me. I mean, it's not like Lovely Boy. It's not like nails on a chalkboard. It's more of a it's upbeat. I could tell you that it's a different kind of upbeat, but it's like a unique upbeat. Because it gives you that motivation. You're going. It's like the Energizer Bunny.
It definitely fits in with the Pokemon. Like it definitely has that Pokemon-ish feel, which I don't know if you could really say for Glory Day. What?
No.
Glory Day didn't really have that. I'd say this
Glory
does.
Glory Day had the.
No, it didn't seem to fit. No. It didn't really seem to fit in with the series.
Again,
I think this does.
Well, once again, you have to. Once again, it's a song that you either completely like or completely hate. It's not nothing.
Yeah, I don't think there's middle ground.
There is no middle ground with this one. I mean, there are some obvious songs that are likable and some that that are obviously dislikable.
In the order of hateful songs, it's "Lovely Boy" is the most hateful, and this is right next to it.
I wouldn't consider it that too much at the bottom. I'd say next to the bottom has to be "My Muki Roketo Dan." That's second most horrid.
Oh, come on. Roketo Dan was cool.
Man, it's annoying.
Okay,
I really liked Roketo Dan. I think the only ending that really bugs me would have to be Glory Day. And I guess that the one that we had in between the marching one, That one wasn't that great, although I kind of liked it.
Pokemon on those.
Yeah, Pokemon.
Worst in my book.
I.
The third worst has Mikasa Yuta. That ranks as the bottom because it's just, it's basically the same gist of the song and doesn't even need to exist.
Kind of like Lovely Boy.
Yeah, Lovely Boy is on the negative 150 on the scale of 1 to 10. It's so bad it will break.
Sorry,
glass.
But this song kind of is down there keeping Lovely Boy company.
Yeah, nope, I wouldn't rank it in the same class, though. That's just me. I wouldn't rank it in the same class as Lovely Boy. Lovely Boy, it's a...
Yeah, they're two very different songs.
Exactly.
Lovely Boy's trying to be more pop, and this is trying to be more rock.
Exactly.
That's very different, unless you're going for pop rocks, in which case I suggest that you don't drink any soda.
But so, what? I would consider them both...
Never mind.
...on separate ends of the spectrum, even though they might be...
No, just separate spectrums, really.
Yes.
I don't know, I just didn't care for it at all.
Well...
Like, I'm not a real big fan of, like, you know, most endings in general. It's like, they sound, a lot of them sound like lullabies in a way, so I really don't have too much preference. I mean, for this one, you just take the melody, I suppose, it's okay. I mean, it's like, I don't understand the text. If you just take the music alone, it's not that bad at all.
I agree.
I suppose it's a change from, like, Glory Day, which is, like, well, 60 episodes or something like that. I don't know how long it was running.
Too long.
Yeah, if you just had the beat and, you know, not with the vocals, then actually would be, you know, it's kind of a new twist. And it's actually not that bad.
I actually liked the vocals, although there were some points where it was a little annoyingly cute. Like the...
No,
I
don't think the vocals fit with the music, personally. But
I think they did.
I don't.
As did I, because...
I think they were performed poorly.
Of course, this wasn't the best alliteration performance in the world, but because some of the...
To me, it felt, from a production viewpoint, you know, from, you know, like a music producer's viewpoint, it felt rushed. Like, they didn't do enough takes to get it right.
Enough alliteration. It reminds me of the difference between the single version of Shisaki Mono and the one that came on movie 6. Because the syllables, I mean, her nas sounded like raz, and if you were trying to figure out the lyrics from just listening to it, you couldn't even do it. I mean, some of the vocals did not even sound like what was written on the screen. That it didn't even match the hiragana and katakana and the kanji as well. It did not even match. I mean,
yeah,
on several occasions,
was a production issue they had, and it sounds like it to me. It really does, and it really ruins the whole thing.
And I think one of the points that I have is that on the bottom of the screen it says giri giri, but it sounds like kiri kiri kiri. I mean, because you try to get locked into the music, but the hiragana and katakana on the bottom of the screen, it tells you otherwise. It's kind of like that in a lot of songs because some singers don't even alliterate clearly enough that just hearing it you can't even understand it, so really can't do anything about it.
If you're trying to match it to the music.
Yeah, but at least you can attempt to.
Well, then you end up getting a song like we have now.
I mean,
all muddy and doesn't sound like it's synced right.
Well, I don't think the sync issue is the problem. I think it's just the alliteration.
Anyway.
Well, I'm talking about the lyrics to the music.
Anyway,
the
I think we've talked about this enough.
Fit right.
Yeah.
I don't know if our listeners really care that much about the alliteration and the syncing.
Well, one thing I would like to mention is this saying we could perhaps consider Haruka's last hurrah? Is this leading up to her leaving? Because I know we've already had a lot of speculation there.
That would be a pretty good guess, I would really hope so.
Yeah. I'm not going to look too much into it, but I got to say, if it is the last hurrah, I think that this would work very well as it. I know that there are some people who would kick and scream about May leaving. I know how that is, because I kind of sometimes feel the same way about whatever people suspect. Yeah, that would be fine.
That would also be a good idea, yes.
And we're going to keep mentioning it. Please listen to us, Japanese anime people. We'd love it if you did it.
Well, she's popular. Obviously, they're giving her, you know, more to do. They're giving her own ending. They're really.
But she doesn't really fit in the series. She.
No, but she will if she's spun off onto her own contest series.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I'm
agreeing
with you.
Maybe they're building her for that. Maybe they're, you know, prepping her for that.
Yeah.
Please.
At the moment, the contests do feel a little shoehorned into the anime.
Yes.
They're wandering around doing Satoshi's thing, then bling. Oh, look, it's a contest. Haruka has to enter. Okay.
Yeah, almost like an.
Where did that come from? Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we have a contest on the other side of town.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
When have they ever actually traveled towards a contest on purpose rather than just running into it?
I think all of maybe.
Only a couple of times, yeah.
Yeah.
And I suppose what to mention, it was like, you know, Satoshi, you know, he takes so many detours, you know, he takes a long way to, like, everything, and then it's like, you spin her off, and she can just go to whatever contest, and that, you know, whatever endings and openings would fit very well with that. But in this case, it's like, as I mentioned, it's like, it'll take sometimes 10, 20 episodes just to find the contest, and other times maybe just 5. You know, so it's not, it's just where they go in the end that just.
I suppose the only problem would be, what would you do for filler episodes for Haruka? Because you can't have them exactly the same as Satoshi.
If you can meet people and learn.
If they're just going to do meet people and solve problems, that's just going to be getting boring and too.
Maybe they could do shippy stuff.
Shippy stuff would be good. We would all appreciate a shippy drama with her and. What's his Japanese name again?
Shu.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it would work. It would fit a shoujo series, and we'd love it because Pokemon fans love shippiness,
especially the female ones, which a spinoff would be targeted towards.
The females who tend to have a lot of money and fill their room with Pokemon plushies. Heads up,
you
know, Nintendo, this is a demographic that has money.
Cute, god-modded Pokemon. Or two.
Actually, exactly are filler kind of stories handled in the Magical Pokemon manga?
I think they're kind of I'm trying to remember. They're usually very, how do I describe this? There's a lot that there are a lot that have to do with relationships, that have to do with like going off and having these misadventures that are a little less in danger of losing Pokemon and such as that it seems to be in the anime. Like the whole thing with Team Rocket, I don't think would really happen in Magical Pokemon Journey. They're always trying to steal it, but I'm not sure. I think you'd have to get an expert really to talk about that.
Maybe we should get Ketsubun in here sometime. But
maybe.
Yeah, that's basically the kind of thing I'd imagine you'd put into a shoujo spin-off. Because you couldn't, like, make it a cookie cutter of the regular series for the filler episodes. That'd just make it pointless. If you're going to do that, you may as well just have them occasionally meet Haruka when she's going to do contests and they cheer her on.
Anyway. I think we've talked about this enough.
Yes, I agree.
We've got plenty more lined up. We can't spend too much time speculating about it.
Do we have anything else to talk about concerning anything?
Little theory that was brought up recently that I did want to talk about regarding the legendaries for Diamond and Pearl. Now, this isn't something I came up with. It's saying Yamato-san. First told me about, but the theory seems very sound. Basically, it seems that the trio of legendary Pokemon that we're going to see in the Diamond Pearl generation will be Dragon Pokemon.
Didn't we talk about this?
I don't think we went into the reasonings behind it.
Yeah,
we knew there was a Dragon move. Here's the reasoning why obviously we think that move will be for these legendaries, you know how in Oriental mythology you've basically got 4 cardinal gods? You've got Genbu, which is the two-headed tiger snake god of the north. You've got Seiryu.
I've definitely heard you talk about this before.
You've got, I think I might have mentioned it to you, but I haven't mentioned it on Bulbacast. You've got Seiyu, who's the Blue Dragon of the East, Suzuku, the Red Sparrow of the South, and Byakko, the White Tiger of the West. Now, thus far, the legendary birds, you could probably say, represent Suzaku, and the legendary beasts or dogs, whatever you want to call them, Byakko.
Okay.
You don't exactly have turtles, but you could probably say that Genbu is being portrayed as some kind of defensive monster, and so
like a golem, like
like a golem, not golem as in golem.
The golem, like the I'm like trying to talk about it more in a D&D sense, where it's just some sort
and
of.
That's the Reggie's. Reggie Steel Rock Ice.
Yeah.
So that leaves Seiryu, the Dragon God.
Well, I guess it's a, theory worth noting. Well, it's still a bit of a stretch.
Actually, a pretty good theory.
Yeah.
You know, without actually knowing where they're getting their ideas from, it's very possible.
Yeah.
Well, we know they've touched on mythology for several of their Pokemon before.
Yeah,
and where would Asian people get their mythological references most of the time?
Granted,
they tend to go for Western ones because they look cool in Japan, but anyway. I mean, have we actually had an Oriental dragon in the games thus far?
Well,
I guess you can maybe argue Vekusa, I guess maybe him, but that's it.
I think that it's good enough theory just based on they're kind of running out of cool things to do for the trios. I mean, I kind of wonder if maybe in a few generations from now, assuming the Pokemon franchise stays alive, if we'll have, like, legendary goats or something.
Billy Gold's Gruff?
No, one would be a sea goat like Capricorn. Anyway, no, I'm not going to go into this.
Actually, I would not be surprised if we do get eventually legendaries based on all the animals in the Chinese zodiac.
That too.
That could be a possibility.
Legendary
snakes,
legendary
rats. So I guess that means then you're
going to
have legendary rats. Okay, that's maybe
wrong with legendary rats?
Besides the rats?
Guess you've got a dark type, you've got a dark poison type for the Black Plague. You've got a psychic type with a flute for the Pied Piper.
Oh, come on. There's a lot of cool things about
legendary
rats.
Legendary horses.
That would be cool. Although there would have to be four.
The problem is you've already got Rapidash.
Well, true, but there are a lot of different horses out there that you could do.
Maybe
you
could have
a
legendary
evolution. They have not done a Pegasus yet.
No, they haven't. I'm sure we'll see one.
There's a few things that I really wish they would do. One is a Pegasus, another is a boxing kangaroo, but I'm sure we'll see them eventually.
Yeah. I would like to see a lot more alternate evolutions as well as brand new Pokemon lines.
Yeah.
It makes a lot more sense that you'd have a lot of base types and then they'd evolve based on whatever things they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
That would be very cool if they started doing more of that.
Yeah.
And also, I know I was kind of critical of it when you guys talked about doing it with all of the Pokemon, but I wouldn't mind seeing a few cross species. Like, maybe a baby form that's like a mix between Growlithe and Vulpix.
We should mention here that, yes, okay, all that stuff was in the special edition cast. That was all a joke, but the speculation was real. We would love to see this.
I think that it's a bit too much to do with the whole Pokédex. I mean, all of them. I mean, if you look at Monster Rancher, which is the big series that mixes and matches monsters...
Well, I think we only said that there'd only be a specific subset in the joke anyway. But you wouldn't want everything to be breedable, but...
With Monster Rancher, you have more monsters in Monster Rancher than you have in Pokemon at this point in time, in fact. But the thing is, you only have, maybe less than 20 base creatures, and they're mostly just modifications of that. And some of them do come out looking very cool. I'm actually quite fond of the Ogio subs, like the Ogio sub Ripper. But the point is, if you did it with the whole Pokédex, you would have... the Pokédex would just explode. You would have more creatures than anyone could.
If you had the Pokedex, the game card would explode.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, there is no way you could put that in.
Yeah, unless you unless you got rid of a lot of creatures, and that would be really bad.
Yeah, I mean, it would make a lot of sense if you like put in a couple of different horse types as your bases, and then you crossbreed those to get the other types, or things like that.
That would be really redoing Pokemon at the core, and I don't want to see that.
Well, it wouldn't be redoing it too much if you do it primarily with new Pokemon.
Still, then you kind of draw a line between the new and the old. But anyway, I wouldn't mind seeing it with just a few of them.
It would be nice to see kind of a Delta species kind of thing to allow more crossbreed, more effects from crossbreeding, even where it doesn't give a new species.
Mm.
So actually change the types up a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Anything to give like unique, anything for like unique, characteristics, maybe like 5 to 10 different species or something. Just a small amount.
Mm.
Just to kind of give a little extra punch.
Yeah, and you can always make more later for the next set of new Pokemon whenever they come out.
Anyway, what else do we have to talk about?
Well, let me see. So, thank you all for participating here. We really like your company and have you on definitely again next time. All right, see ya.
Okay, bye.
Bye. We're going to have a little YTMND reference here.
I still can't believe that I was on a YTMND. I can say
the
letters.
You're
the
man now, dog.
You're the pie now, dog.
Pie. Man, when I saw that...
If pie... No.
What?
No, I shouldn't. Well, if you're a man...
I said you're the pie now, dog, this time, okay?
Yes, I know, but... Yes, I...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean male man. That means man, like in the man.
Yeah.
Yes,
the
I know.
Establishment.
Yes, I know, but... Ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just get bad American Pie vibes.
But really, I never thought I'd ever be on a You're the Man Now, dog. I don't know if I should be proud or ashamed of this. And yes, for anyone who's wondering, that is me.
Parody casts more... outtakes, then all of us will be on there eventually.
Oh, yeah.
I barely have anything.
Who makes those anyway? Because I have no knowledge whatsoever of the whole You're the Man Now Dog phenomenon thing.
Anyway.
I gotta say, yes, for those who are wondering, yes, that vocal is me. You might recognize it from one of the Bulbacasts, I believe Bulbacast 10. The person in the picture is not me. I have cosplayed, though, and I don't know if you will ever see the pictures of it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, yeah.
So, Pi, you have chalked up another stalker, and...
Yay!
Yay.
So now what are you going to do?
I'm going to go to Disney World.
Woohoo! Anything else you want to say about YTMND?
YTMND...
Not really.
You're the man of the now, dog.
Say it again. I didn't hear it. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
You're the mana feed now, dog.
Oh, God.
Oh, yay.
You're the mana feed now, dog.
You didn't have anything to do with skitties.
Oh,
oh, God.
You know what? That's going to end up on there one day when we release that thing.
Anyway, I don't think we really have much more to talk about when it comes to You're the Man Now, Dog at this time, considering there's only one You're the Man Now, Dog out there with a Bulbacast clip from it. If more show up, we might have more to say.
Okay. I think it's time to pull the plug on here.
Yes, let's end this now before I say any more incriminating things.
Yes. Now I'll just about do it for Bulbacast episode number 11. I'd like to thank our call-ins tonight, Hobbs2222 and Pokemon Trainer Lisa. From all of us here at Bulbacast, please don't forget to email us, because we need your emails, people. Bulbacast@bulbagarden.net. Please do not forget to visit the IRC server, which is, of course, irc.datatunes.net. The channel is pound Bulba Garden for the main chat and Bulbacast for the Bulbacast discussion, of course. That will open 1 hour before each and every single Bulbacast, so please try to get in there. And please do not forget to visit Pound Pocket Monsters, because everybody wants you there. It is your dub and raw resource. And please do not forget to visit bulbagarden.net, of course, the Bulba Garden forums. And on top of there, there is a little link called chat. And of course, that links to our Java chat, because that will get you right here into the chat room, so you don't have to download any IRC client whatsoever. And please also visit pokecommunity.com as well, because PPN wants you there, and it has to be one of the larger forums out there. And of course, Bulba Garden is too. But of course, everybody wants you at both places. Come on, you can do two message boards, can't you? So get yourself over there. And I believe that's about enough for the plugs for now. But what I can tell you is pocketmonsters.net. Please visit. We want you. We want you to sign up there. We want you to get your anime fix, because we usually post releases there before they're announced in channel. So please try to visit there as often as you can. Please don't forget Bulba News and Bulbapedia for your also better anime needs, because Zen needs you. And more hits means more greater things for this world. So please do yourself a favor. Visit all these places. And we'll see you on the Bulbacast next time. For everyone here at Bulbacast, Archaic, Pi, PPN Steve, and myself, TSS Killer, I would like to say good night, everyone, and we'll see you next week for Bulbacast episode number 12. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Minasan.